Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Medina Township Trustees Regular Meeting. The time is now 7:01. Date is October 27th of 2022. Can I please get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
I'm here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Again, just for some normal housekeeping, please, if you have any cell phones, silence them. Also, please keep talking non-existent, since we have very good microphones and it does interfere with us writing down the minutes after we have the meeting. So if we could please stand for our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just take a moment of silence to think about our first responders, both here and abroad. All right. So first thing on our agenda is going to be approval of payroll.
You need to schedule that meeting for tomorrow.
And yeah, I'm just going to see what's here on my pile right off the bat. Where's my payroll here, Nick?
There is no payroll.
There is no payroll.
So it's completely not. Okay, so.
Well, you didn't want to run the second payroll. Well, at least Doug said no. Nobody, I didn't hear back from anyone else, so.
All right, so.
Payroll wasn't turned in accurately, so.
Do we want to get deep into this, or do we want to do this tomorrow for the payroll?
All we have to do is set up a special meeting for that as far as I'm
concerned. So it's going to be an emergency meeting.
Are you good for five, or you want
to,
No,
I mean, I can make it at five.
It has to be
on special payroll.
Right.
You know, yep. Nothing else.
Yeah, you'll do an emergency meeting just because we're less than 24 hours now, and it hasn't been advertised, and that's fine. You can do it that way. And so just to be clear how this is going to work, it's going to go out as soon as you notify me. I won't be here. I have a commitment with my son's school. But if somebody can just notify me that is approved,
right,
I'll send it out. The drafts, some of the banks, I talked to Paychex today, some of the banks will receive them and accept them right away. Some will accept them Saturday and at the latest Monday.
All right, real quick too. Kim, Nick, she said that she had emailed it directly to you, the timesheet. Then email the timesheet to me also, so I forward it over to you to print out. If I sign that tonight, would that go on the same
payroll?
Yeah,
I can put that in.
All right. I mean, it's not a huge deal. It's just a mathematical thing. But
if
you sign that tonight, then is the payroll approved then?
No, I mean, it's just Kim's payroll. It's just her.
Well, my question is, if everything is done and all he has to do is sign something, can he sign it now and we can approve it tonight without a special meeting?
No,
we'll just do it all together.
Yeah, so
yeah,
all
payroll
this
still
is
has to be
this is Kim's timesheet that there was a mathematical error. I had to have her correct it. So she emailed that to us. I'll get a hard copy, sign off on that tonight. But hers is just a monthly one payment. There's no accruals or anything.
I know
like
there's
that.
There seems to be some confusion between like approval of timesheets and approval of payroll. And I'd love to understand where you're finding the information. If you want to forward me what you have found.
Well, I'll share it right now. Sometimes you just have to have good fortune. And last evening, I was in a meeting with Keith Faber, who happens to be the Ohio auditor. So after the meeting, Keith and I had a quick discussion, and he put me in touch with people in the auditor's department, spoke with them, and I've said this in previous meetings, that you would never hold up a payroll except for if there's insufficient funds, which we not, or if there's fraud. And if you suspect fraud, then we should have somebody in here right now going over the books. You would never hold up a payroll like this because somebody's overtime slip was wrong, or this was wrong. You would make the payroll, you would get the corrections done. I also have that information from Montville Township, in industry, it was handled that way. You would never hold up the payroll. Never in my life did I see a payroll held up. So I think we have to adopt a policy that the corrections, obviously, the payroll has to be right, but we cannot be holding up payroll for all the people because somebody's timesheet is off by a minute or an hour. I don't care what it is. This is wrong. It is a disservice to our employees.
Well, to be clear, payroll is not held up. I feel like you're not understanding that. Payroll, the date of payroll is the Monday following the meetings. So you're like, that point keeps getting lost, okay?
Okay.
So payroll is not held up.
Okay.
So second of all, I don't know what you're telling Keith Faber, but the trustees have set a policy that payroll cannot be released without the department head, the employee, the trustee liaison, and the department head signing off on the timesheets. So for you to ask me to release payroll and process payroll with anything but that, you're asking me to violate township policy.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That's illegal.
Yeah.
And I can't violate township policy just because you're sitting here saying you want me to.
At 8:30, whatever it was, or 8:50 Monday, the chief and I, after spending a lot of time here Sunday, the chief and I were on the phone until whatever it was, 8:40 or 50 or something Sunday, went over everything. We said, okay, everything's right. I approved it, and the chief had approved it, and I had approved it on Monday at 8:50 something.
8:50 what?
P.M.
Right, but it was due 8:50 in the morning. Bruce, there's only one of me. It's not, payroll is not the only thing that needs to be done the week of a meeting. And this is not my primary job. There's only one of me.
Right.
It's unreasonable to expect that this entire week can only revolve around payroll.
Well, you just cited our policy. You said our policy says this.
Mm-hmm.
In our policy, it says that payroll has to be in by Monday. Not 8 o'clock, Monday. Monday is, as I said in previous meetings, is 11:59:59. Not trying to be a jerk, I'd rather have it in at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And our policy also says that Monday following the meetings is payroll date. So if you don't want, don't be a jerk, and
no, but I mean,
I don't want to be a jerk either.
Well, no, so. But what I'm saying is it was into on Monday. It was into this last Monday at 8, whatever it was.
Bruce. You didn't catch the errors that were on there. You turned it. I had an employee that didn't even have a second week of payroll on his time card. He wouldn't have gotten his accruals. He didn't hit it. The 80 hours was not put in properly. There were so many errors on that. I'm not even. And you want to talk about fraud? So this is the thing. I did call the fraud department.
Okay.
So you're right. There will be somebody coming in and expecting.
When are they coming in?
I don't know.
No, I really want to be in here
is the thing. You know, Trustee Eastwood made the point back in August that if we are taking even, you know, asking employees to give up even .01 hours of any time, that would be immoral and illegal. And the thing is there was time removed from the employees' time cards. You should have seen that. There was no notes on there of why that was removed. There were no emails submitted, which usually the chief does if there's an error. We cannot have that happening. We also had a paper timesheet turned in with payroll this week, which I don't understand why there's a paper timesheet turned in. And that paper timesheet showed more overtime for that officer than the paychecks system showed.
Okay.
That is fraud. That you can't, there's no reconciling that.
The paper timesheet?
Yes.
Yeah. But do you use a paper timesheet or do you use paycheck? I mean,
we're supposed to be using paychecks, but he turned in both. I mean, both were turned in. Both were signed off on, both were turned in, and
okay.
They had two different figures. So you want to tell me, and this is the thing. I'm confused because I was told at a meeting in August that once payroll is turned into me, and it's been signed off on by the department head and the employee, that should be good, or the department head and trustee liaison, that should be good enough. But in this case, it couldn't have been good enough. I mean, I think trustee Johnson knows that. It couldn't. I can't pay something if I know that there's a discrepancy in figures. That would be fraud for me to pay that. So we absolutely should have somebody in here inspecting the books.
And I welcome them come in. I really do. I can't wait to sit down with them.
Neither can I. So, but payroll is not held up, but I will not, I cannot. It is not reasonable to expect me to be able to process payroll when if it comes in Monday morning and I can get it done on a Thursday night. If I don't have a proper payroll submitted and it's not, the errors aren't fixed until Tuesday afternoon, and that is when I had everything submitted to me,
okay,
then you cannot expect it to still be done by Thursday evening, period. End.
Well, this will also go into the fact of things that we've brought up a dozen times about bumping of payroll, because that way people aren't rushing and making those mistakes. I think a lot of times with the rushing and everything else, that's where the mistakes are getting made. If we have that buffer, we can make our adjustments, even have you review it. You could say, hey, there's an issue here. That gives them time to contact the person or the employee that we need to contact, make these changes. We still have a few days of buffering. I mean, we're trying to pull all this crap out in 24 hours, and that's where, you know, the emotions get hot, the accusations go. I think we're all trying to accomplish the same thing. It's just trying to cram a lot into a small window. So,
I agree. I hope, Chuck, that we are going to, like, payroll, it shouldn't take, if we do this, we still, I think, need to expect accountability from the right places. I don't want payroll lasting a month then. I don't want it to be for 2 weeks instead of 1 week. That's my concern.
To his point, by doing that, and we have asked about that for a very long time, we eliminate asking our department heads to come in on Sunday, which is absolutely absurd at every level.
I've never asked anyone to come in on Sunday.
In order to be done at Monday at 8 in the morning,
They have to come in.
It has to come in on Sunday. You know, they have to. So by requiring 8 a.m., there's no other way for somebody whose last officer shift is done at Sunday at 8 or 10. They have to.
And it's not just getting off the shift. They have to wait for them to wake up in the morning.
So just, you know, to be clear, what else do we have to do to ask about getting this into a bump a week?
I found that out. I've called this week, and I can give you the answer on that. As long as we keep our pay periods the same,
mm-hmm,
there's not much else we have to do. OPRs, we're fine. We cannot change the pay periods.
Okay.
That's all. So,
the pay period will be the same days. It's right. Just the check will be
1 week
a week late in arrears.
Yep. So we're fine.
So, for the next meeting, would you be able to put that in a presentation package or get it to us individually?
I'm confused. There's not really anything to present. You would keep the pay periods the same, and you would
come
back.
Okay. Well, to start with, we would have turned in our paperwork to you at some point other than 8 a.m. on Monday. That would have to.
We would have to set a time or at least a preliminary.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey,
let's try this and go through.
80% of the township can have their stuff in on Monday. You know, and then, you know, even if we set it like for Tuesday, that gives us two or
Tuesday, so people have a chance to see, okay, we got a problem. Give them overnight to get a hold of the different officers. Officers in the PD, you know, there was a comment made in an email about two departments doing great and one maybe not. Absurd to compare them. Absolutely absurd.
You can call it absurd, but I don't think it is. Doug, I can do payroll. I'm not a police officer. I've never worked for the police department,
okay,
and I can do
so
it.
Let me talk. Stop. Okay. It's absolutely absurd because you have 24/7 multiple people in shifts. You have three people in an admin department and, you know, one part-time, two full-time, one shift. We have five full-time.
5 to 6, yes.
Yeah, and in one shift. Really simple compared to this other scenario. So I just think to be, to be fair, if we can get that bumped a week, like you say we can, then give them a Tuesday, 1 o'clock, noon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, just even a preliminary thing.
And I got to think that that's going to resolve an immense amount of our stress for everybody, you, us, them, so.
Well, the other thing, too, since we're just talking about the payroll thing, talked to multiple people, Josh being one of them, about having a buffer. We have a 5 minutes before into the punch-in and then 5 minutes after. After learning about this and doing some research, talking with Josh, actually talking with the payroll company that I'm looking at hiring for my company, business practice is anywhere between 5, 6, or 7 minutes buffer beforehand. The one that seems to be the most popular in Ohio is to have 7 minutes before and 7 minutes after. And there is a rule of law in there that says that if you are going to have early punch-in, then you need to have that on the backside too. So if you have 7 minutes before a punch-in, 7 minutes after, that's actually a 15-minute window for both punch-in and punch-out. What it does is it guarantees that we don't have this discrepancies of like 1 minute or 2 minutes. If you go past the 7 minute mark, like the punch out, then you're in that second half of that 15 minute mark, which would technically be an overtime thing. But it's designed to alleviate a lot of these punch in problems and trying to fix in where there's a minute here or a minute there. And the thing that I liked about it was you still have your company, your business policy or your township policy. So if you're punching in 6 minutes late, you're still late, but it's not on the paycheck period. That's up to the department head to correct that problem. And it keeps our accounting clean and efficient. So that's something I would like to have us look into, is to open up that window a little bit with the plus or minus. Especially after reading that by law, if you have an early, you should technically have a late. And again, it's up to the department heads to, you know, we track the punch-ins and punch-outs. I don't want somebody coming in and punching out 7 minutes early if they punched in right at time. It's just for the accounting purposes. You would still have them being to work their normal 40-hour.
This is what Strongsville does. I forget, theirs is either 7 minutes or 15 minutes. It's a big
Strongsville window. Is 30 minutes.
30 minutes, right.
Yes, yeah. They have a 30-minute plus an hour, so it is an hour window. But again, they don't want their officer showing up an hour late. That is just, again, for...
But, I mean, they have a big window, and I've mentioned this in earlier meetings. There's...
Right. Now, they work that with a shift. When you put the shift
in and paychecks, you have your little green arrow. That would still be the 7 minute buffer period in there. I'm not exactly sure how paychecks would do it. I know we set it with the 5 minutes, they were able to punch that in there. From what I've understood between talking with Heartland and even Josh here, it doesn't sound like it is literally, what do you call it again?
It's the 7 minute rule.
7 minute rule, and it's a business standard practice.
By the labor law.
Right.
Rural labor law.
So that would at least clean up some of our stuff.
So are you asking her to look into that paycheck to see if we can do that?
Again, I've only, like I said, started researching this a couple days ago, but after calling up my part, you know, our paychecks thing, that they're like, oh yeah, that's like standard. And then, you know, I knew Josh knows a lot about it, so I gave Josh a call too. And he was the one that verified it with me and pointed me in the right articles and stuff like that. So
to be clear, are you asking to do not the 7 minutes when the starting and ending? You want to let people punch it, because again, you have to do it on the other side too, or are you not wanting to do it on the, like right now? There's the 5 minutes we have.
But it's only 5 minutes before.
Right, and at the end of their shift too. So
right,
then are
five
you wanting
after.
To let people leave? You want to let people punch in 5 minutes early, and then also be 5 minutes late to work, and then you want to let people leave 5 minutes before their shift ends, and then punch out 5 minutes. After.
Yeah, well,
is that what it is?
That's how the window would work. But we would not be letting them. Like say Joe Schmo comes in and he's 3 minutes late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could punch out, again, 3 minutes late when his punch out is. He still gets his hours, but two paychecks, he worked his 8-hour shift. Where the township policy comes in the thing is like, say it's one of Denny's guys, and Denny will see the actual punches. And the guy keeps coming in 3, 5, 6 minutes late and then leaving early, he's going to correct that person. That's Denny's job. It's like, hey, listen, you know, you came in late. You understand how it works? So it's not about correcting the employee. It's keeping the payroll correct.
Well, he's not going to click and check time cards per se as much as maintain the maintenance of the individual. Like when there's a bad pattern starting, he'll adjust that pattern.
Yeah, if you're showing up late 3 days in a row, you're like, hey, you know what?
The punches on the payroll.
Right. The +7, -7, whatever, is to keep the payroll thing clean.
Yeah, so I'm understanding the concept of the beginning. What I'm a little bit confused on is at the end then, like, because right now with it rounding, if somebody punches out after they leave, it would round, it rounds back to their, so I think that would have to just be turned off then. But on the flip side, if they're allowed to leave early.
They're not allowed to leave early.
That's
company policy.
It's a matter of perspective. You're saying allowed to leave. We're saying the punch in, punch out is on both sides of that hour, on both ends, right. On beginning and the end.
But that, so. That would allow, I mean, if, so I understand the morning part. I'm just saying morning, it could be at any
right.
shift, but on the end, let's say like a 7-to-3 shift. Okay. If it was at 2:57 mm-hmm. and somebody worked at 3, are they able to leave at 2:57?
They're able to punch out at 2:57.
Right.
And they would still get their credit till 3.
Yeah, so see then that rounding would have to be.
That because Denny's gonna know whether the people are abusing the situation or not. That's what he gets paid for. We're not going to be worried about a minute here, a minute there.
We're worried about them working their 8-hour shift.
We want them to work 8-hour shift. And like the other day, for instance, this is where this concept we currently are practicing is costing this township a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
My crew was out. My crew. Sorry, Denny. Let me straighten that out. I have Denny's crew was out crack sealing. Okay.
Okay.
It's a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting up close to an intersection. And they're also getting up around 2:30. So their shifts end at 3.
Right.
They don't want to deal with the grief. What happens if they come in after 3? So they wind up their equipment and they go back to the shop. And then there they are in the office waiting to click out at 3 o'clock. So they're clicking out at the right time. The next day it rains. So now they're going to have to go back out. It's going to take them 3 hours to do what it would have taken them a half hour to do. But they will stay within these shifts and they'll stay. My point there is just simply, if he'd have stayed a little longer, he'd have got everything done and there would have been a little overtime.
Right.
But I think that people in general are worried about that click being right on. I've been here in the admin. And people talked about, I got to stop what I'm doing because I'm getting close to the time of the click. The 7 minutes just gives you some flexibility, okay? And I think that, from what that labor law talks about, it's both sides of it. So it's not like your perspective is, I understand as I'm hearing, is, well, then they're allowed to leave 7 minutes early. They're going to be responsible, and their department head or their supervisor is going to be hold them accountable for working those 8-hour, 10-hour shifts, whatever it is they're working, until such time as there's some abuse, real abuse. And then there will be a pattern for these people to follow, to discipline, to reprimand, to write up, whatever it takes. But we aren't going to follow each minute. We're not going to follow the minutes. You know, it's going to be like when the people come in at 3 minutes till now, then they leave it by 3 minutes after, okay? They worked 6 minutes more than their shift.
Right.
But paychecks doesn't show that.
But But we, so you want paychecks to show that? That's what I'm asking.
No, I don't want paychecks.
It's just going to round it down.
It just wants to round back, so it's $8.
It's just simplicity.
To the rate, to the time.
Am I wrong?
So let me get this straight. So you want me to show the guys at $8 for the day, is what we're looking at. So if they do get there at 6:56 in the morning, I round that till 7.
Or the system would automatically.
Or the system would automatically, right? I mean, it's, you just want to get it to $8.
Yep.
Right, your job is to keep company policy.
Right, right.
The click thing is just so that we have the accruals and the time cards going.
I'm totally following you, except for what you just said with this.
You just don't want them to be, you don't want to have that window at the punch out point.
No, I'm not saying I don't want anything. I'm not following what Doug just gave as the scenario though, with Denny's guys being out on the road.
We're just trying to get back, Angela, so we can punch out at 3:00. What he's trying to say.
Yeah, I know, but a 7-minute, like, you think 7 minutes would have been different?
You never know. I mean, it could have been. I mean, we could have stayed out there a little bit longer. It all depends on the job, really. You know, what you're doing.
Because, like, all I'm thinking is, like, that actually, I mean, we've been talking about people being asked to give up 1 minute of time and that being wrong. I feel like that could have been even worse on.
No, this is actually law. I mean, there's actual documentation of this where it's legal to have the 7-minute rule. And that's why it came up with the 7-minute rule. There's actually documentation. There's revised code on it. There's all kinds of stuff.
But that would have been like taking away from them.
Well, we would have been out there longer than 7 minutes. I mean, what he's saying, we just wanted to get back so we could punch out at 3:00 because that's where our shift
was. Right. But if let's say we had this in place already. And you guys got back at exactly 3:07, punched out, it would have rounded you back to 3:00 and you would have lost those 7 minutes. So is that right, Josh? That's what I'm understanding is, right?
So if I might, I don't want to.
Yeah, just so we can finish this.
All right.
Because you're much better at it than me.
Okay, so here's the deal. It's one of those things where the window is just to satisfy paychecks problems, right? When you're going anything over the 7 or under the 7, that becomes flex time that you all need policy on. So what you're talking about is that's flex time. So in a situation like where Denny and say they're out past that, then you guys just come up with a policy for flex time, and that's all that works. So, but the 7 minutes is more designed to, you got to have it on both sides or else they can get you for discrimination. That's why it's got to be on both sides. The only reason or the issue or the concern of why it's the 15 minutes is because standard billing is 15-minute increments in all industries. 7 minutes is 1 minute past half. So essentially, either beforehand, if they're clocking in beforehand, or after, you have that period of time for that billable 15 minutes where it's going to round for you. The next thing is for disciplinary action, if you will, if they're after that 7 minutes, okay, it's going to show a quarter hour. Okay, so the flip side, so when you're thinking about disciplinary action, if I clock in at 8:08 in the morning, it's not showing 8:08, it's showing what?
8:15.
So it's also on the flip side of things, when you have disciplinary action, when you have these pieces and parts, you have more to work with. And that's how the window, that's how they operate, it's why it's in the revised code. It's easier from a disciplinary standpoint, it's easier from a billing standpoint, and it's a heck of a lot easier on managing weird increments of time. Anything outside of the 7 minutes, like this type of thing, you just got to have policies for flex time. So in the township, how I would suggest would be you give Denny and all them that ability to say, okay, today you're going to work till 4:30. You as the department head can approve tomorrow they're only working 9 to 3. You know, the schedule and paychecks is one thing, but you as the head can adjust and switch these things. You have the ability to do that. And all you do is go in and mark it as, yeah, it's on schedule, we're good. So that, if that makes any more sense to you, the 15 minute doesn't, it's just to keep things on track and to keep it to where the problems I'm hearing with the 1 minute, 3 minute, that kind of disappears. You deal with that from a disciplinary standpoint based on your policy. Your payroll doesn't get held up or doesn't get screwed up. That is on you guys to manage these late punches. The system, it's not a barrier for the system. People problems are a you problem, not a system problem. You want to create the system so it runs smoothly regardless of the people issues. That's business standard of how to do it, is the 7-minute increment. on either side.
So we would have to talk with our departments to make sure we have understandings on how that works and make sure they agree so that we don't have a conflict of time. And, you know, that's something I think is a legitimate thing we'd have to work out with our different departments.
And probably go to legal counsel for that flex time policy.
Right, we'd have to have something drafted so they could look at it and say, okay, if I'm 8 minutes after, that's 15.
Well, the flex time policy should be in effect now anyway. That's
present. Yeah, we actually already have that.
Right, so.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it needs to be communicated.
Actually, the sheriff's department does something similar to this. The sheriff's department uses the county system. You know, when they log in and say, I'm on duty, if they're 7 minutes or less punching in, it's 8. If they're 8 minutes, then it goes to the 15. Same on the flip side. And so they just round, they either round back to the, you know, 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever the shift is, or they say to quarter after. And I just spoke with a deputy the other night and sat down with him and talked with him. And then he said, this is how we do it.
All right, so I think that's gonna be our game of plan then. We could just talk with our department heads or anything, kind of get a feel for it. I'm kind of thinking I'm in favor of it, and we can report back at our next meeting, and we could even talk with Paychex about what the feasibility of putting that in there is, and then we can start moving forward, try getting rid of some of these hiccups.
Yeah, but so to be clear, that was not what held up payroll. This
no,
there was,
no,
there
no,
was
this
nothing
is just one of the
to
tests.
Do with 1 or 2 minutes. Okay. Any, okay. Yeah, so that just
while we're on it, I've got some requests. Go ahead.
I just, do we need to? Can we go ahead and finish making a motion for a special meeting?
Yeah, I want to get moving too because we got 80 items on here. Yeah. So, so let's do the special meeting for tomorrow. We're good with 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
Friday. So
it will be an emergency meeting.
Emergency. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'd like to make a motion for an emergency meeting tomorrow, Friday, October 28th at 5 p.m. to do payroll.
Second.
Any discussion on that? There will be no public comment. There will be no other items.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. So can I move on to site plans?
And just please, somebody, whoever is going to do that meeting, are you Nick or is
Chrissy?
I can make sure you get, I will do that.
Okay.
Chrissy's going to be here at 5. I would actually say just have Chrissy because she can just stay after a few minutes. You know, she's already here. So I think that would be
if Doug's going to text me, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, you'll want Chrissy here anyway if it works out for her. She can. Just to have somebody.
Shouldn't be only a minute, so.
It should be.
All right. Seriously. Unless Bruce starts going. No. All right, we ready? So site plans. Let's see our first one here. Awesome Paws Pet Salon. Are you here?
I am.
You're already in the township, aren't you?
We are.
And now you're moving in the township.
Yep.
All right.
Right up the street.
Everything going good for you?
Yeah. Yeah, we just need more space.
That's perfect. So, you're going to be over, are you going to be like right next to the pet store?
There's
going to
be the soccer post is in between us.
Ah, gotcha.
Same building.
Well, that's good. Maybe they can help you guys can help each other out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know Mark and stuff, so.
Good people. All right. Well, I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the change of use for Awesome Paul's Pet Salon to be located at 3705 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
That's awesome.
You want to check these approved? Next one here. Is that it? That's the only thing for him, right?
I don't have to write all this stuff up.
No, just flip this page up right here. See where the trustee signs? Yeah, check this approved.
Yeah. One spot.
Okay.
Then we have to get into
that.
Not
if
you showed the one that was.
It's on
the
accounts payable list.
It's in here.
Because you gotta check it.
I think it's at the
time.
Bottom.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure.
No, it's on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on. It's
one. Good. Okay. So I think that's adequate.
All right. Next one on our list here is a solid buy car wash. Let's see this. sign guy. He's working the racket here. Anything you need to say about him, or just a change? This is the same thing, just change the name, right?
There's going to be a lot of cleaner cars.
A lot of cleaner cars in the area? Yeah, yeah. We need more car washes. What's that?
Name and address for the record.
Yeah, Jim, could you do name and address?
Jim Briola, 310 North Broadway Street, Medina, North Coast Sign and Lighting.
All right, so I would like to make a motion then to accept the recommendations of the Zoning Commission to approve the change of ownership for Solid Body Car Wash to be located at 3277 Medina as presented.
Second.
All right, the next one is I'd like to make a motion to accept the. Oh, Rocco?
Need the vote.
Just trying to get
Johnson?
Through this. Me, yes.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Next one, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a wall sign for Solid Body Car Wash to be located at 3277 Medina Road, not to exceed 60 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
You got a lot of clips.
Yeah, this is clip happy. Is that all that you have here, Jim? Is that one?
Pardon me?
Is that the only one?
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for coming
okay,
and helping
well,
them out.
Okay, well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, this one is the one I was intrigued by. Hoppy Dude Brews.
Nobody is here.
Nobody is
actually,
here.
Actually, I think it should be Happy, but
he's right. Well, it's Hoppy.
It's over in Hinkley, Hoppy Dudes.
Yeah.
There is one there.
Yeah, but there's one now here.
It's Happy.
He's
it's
over
happy
in Hinkley,
right.
And they're actually, they're moving over to here, so.
They're going where the
car dealership is.
No, next to the car dealership, the sheds. No.
No?
No, they're going next to Gridiron Guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's right. Car dealership's going next to the sheds.
Right. Okay. I mean, they're not here, but can I just approve this?
Yeah.
All right. So I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a change of use for Hoppy Dude Brews to be located at 3926 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Yes. And then we have another one for site plans. They're not here either?
That's a denial.
Okay, they don't want to be here. All right, so I'd like to make a motion. Oh, this is going to be for 379 Management LLC. 3790 Pearl Road, and it's a motion. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to deny the site plan for new construction as it does not meet section 405.3C, the minimum front yard setback of 100 feet. Exclusive of the right-of-way for property located at 3790 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion on this one, it's that shed lot over there.
Okay.
You know, he wants to build on there, and he had a BZA meeting set up. Did that?
Yeah, they double-filed, and the next night the ZBA granted him the 10 feet that they needed.
Right.
So we had to deny it because it wasn't there.
Right.
They gave it to 10, so now they're good to go.
Good. So I got to get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Handy dandy check mark there. All right. Thank you for that. Okay. Approval appropriation status. I will move to adopt resolution number 1027-2022-071, and that's to approve the appropriation status dated 10/27 of 2022 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Two places on this one.
It was voided, and then.
Oh.
Okay, no, that was the last one. So I just. Okay.
No, the voided one.
Oh, okay. See, okay.
Yeah. It's.
Okay, just as long as we have it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. next on our agenda is going to be purchase orders and training requests. Doug, I see you have some.
I do have a couple. I would make a motion to approve purchase order requisition dated 10/27 of 2022. The Department of Service. The vendor is KeyBank. This is for an HSA distribution for Charles Green, one of our new employees, for 2 months, November and December. The amount is $500.
Second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order request dated 10/27 of 2022. The Department of Service. The vendor information is Shade Cloth Store LLC. This is for 6 new shade cloths for the dugouts at Blakesley Park Fields. The amount is $1,625.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Yeah, I need to, he can or you can.
I just didn't want to do anything.
I just don't like my rating.
Thank you.
You don't have to sign anything, does it?
No.
The meeting date wasn't filled out. I try to keep my writing off of those.
No big thing.
No.
We're just covering the dates. Thank you.
Doug will sign anything you put in front of him.
My writing should be on the UAN forms, not on the requisition, so.
All right, so I do have a purchase order requisition in front of me. This was in regards to the Medina County SPCA. Every year they send us a letter, comes in about this time. They tell us how many animals they brought in. They discuss on average how much they've spent on the animals, and then we usually do about a 15% contribution to their needs.
Right.
So with that 15%, it would come out to $1,849.32. So if we're good for that, I can make this motion. If you guys had a chance to read this.
Yeah, it was what, $12,000 something?
It was 12, they said total expenses would average about $12,328, and we usually do a percentage of that every year, right? So.
Yeah, I don't remember what last year's was, but that seems a little high, doesn't it?
It's a little bit higher. Their intake went from 270 to $280.
Okay.
And then we took in, I believe, 38 animals. Oh, no, they took in 38 animals in the township. And this year they took in 44.
44, yeah.
It's gone up since COVID. It's probably just a lot of people got animals.
I'm not really that deep
I'm
into
not
it,
worried
unfortunately.
About okay.
Not everyone to take care of them.
All right, so then I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Dated 10/27/22. The department is admin. The vendor is going to be the Medina County SPCA. And again, this is our 15% contribution. The total donation would be $1,849.32.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
There you go. So there's no other purchase orders or training requests?
No.
Move on?
I have nothing. Please don't have anything.
Going to approval of accounts payable. So I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable date 10/14 of 2022. I'm going to 10/27 of 2022. Digital check 78-2022 going to 81-2022 and physical check 32444 going all the way down to 32469 for a total amount of $127,754.06. And I'll have this one page as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Something to note on there, the LST bill was pretty high again. That was September's LST bill.
The what was?
The LST. Nick did actually discover that there were addresses.
Yeah, they had their address software a little screwy, and they had to redo that.
So he had caught that, and they were able to get a September's bill again, but even with that, it was a little over $45,000, which is...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will have to be, I believe the purchase order that's left, it's on the appropriation status report, but I think there was only about $46,000 on that purchase order, so we are going to need, I thought that would get us through the rest of the year, but it's not going to, so you'll be seeing another purchase order to have to open for this year still, so. We're using more money this year than...
And it's only going to be getting worse with the cold weather coming and everything else.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Again, thank you, Nick, for catching that too. I saw that. Approval of bank reconciliation for August. So, I'd like to make a motion to approve our bank reconciliation reconciled on date 8/31 of 2022. And we'll incorporate these three pages as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Looking for more highlights on that. I'd like to make a motion to approve our revenue status as of 8/31 of 2022, and we'll incorporate these seven pages as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Approval of fund status. So I would like to make a motion to approve our fund status as of 8/31 of 2022, and we'll incorporate this one page as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next on our agenda is our department head comments. So we can start with you, Denny.
Okay. I'm going to need a motion to close Tahoe Drive and Salem Lake starting tomorrow for 12 days. And that'll be for concrete replacement.
I would like to make a motion to close Tahoe Drive and Salem Way starting tomorrow for a period of 12 days. For the purpose of redoing concrete pavement.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion on that? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I do have PR signs up already, so people can know. And then every year, the engineer's office gets hold of me about paving, what roads we're going to pave and for the next year. And as far as the asphalt goes, we're not going to do nothing probably next year, but I have some concrete that I want to do, which is in the reserve on Salem's Way and Pine Hill Drive, the cul-de-sacs in both of those. The one on Pine Hill has an island in the middle, and the engineer's office is suggesting that we remove that island and just concrete the whole thing instead of having grass in the middle. I talked to Doug about it. Problem is the water gets down in between there, gets under the pavement, that's what's blowing the pavement up, you know, part is what they're finding out. We're one of the only townships that allow
an island
in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, I'm sure the residents like them because they're nice, but they're damaging the roads, so.
Yeah. But that's something that the engineers will put out for bid or
they will
prepare
put it out for bid. Yeah, they'll put it out for bid in probably February or March is what they're looking at.
Denny and I were talking about communicating with the residents so they know what's going to take place, and obviously notifying them prior to the work being done so that they can park and make arrangements accordingly.
Okay.
Do you guys know of any other roads that need paved, or do you know think of any other.
Nothing that I'm yelling at you about yet. There's one by my shop on Brook Park Road that could.
It's not going to be cheap to do them concrete cul-de-sacs for sure. You know, so that's going to pretty much be our paving for next year.
Danny, when you're replacing the things like in my neighborhood, do you go through and mark them off as far as what's going to be approved?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody asked me, I said, I'm pretty sure we do, but because there was one in question, I said, well, let me.
You can only do
there's
so many.
Always, there's always going to be one in question,
here,
I know.
You just kind of look at the worst ones and
right.
The ones you mark out. So, I'll let the engineer's office know to go ahead and get started on
thank
working
you.
Up an estimate on that, so hopefully I can have it by budget time.
Thank you.
That's all I got, thanks.
All right. Lane's anything?
Just an update on the food drive. Good start.
Good.
If you guys noticed the table coming in. We've had a lot of people, plus we're starting to box food. That it's getting too crowded out there. It was in the paper. Sarah put it in on Wednesday.
Awesome.
So that was a good thing. We're still going to do our Walmart from 11 to 3 on Saturday. People coming in and out, handing out flyers, and I hope that ends up to be a really good thing. I've contacted all the churches, all my subdivisions, trying to get them to put out flyers as well, put out the word, so hopefully it turns out to be a good thing.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, doing a good job on that.
That's it.
All right, appreciate that. I know Chief Minnick, on Mondays, they're going to be hosting a kids' open house at the police station. So, Josh, bring your kids. That's going to be from 4 to 6. Anybody else that knows kids or anything like that, I'd like to have some good attendance on that. We put some signs out, but they're going to do a tour of the police station. They're a little scary thing, and then they're going to have candy and games and prizes and stuff in the back. So, that'll be Monday. I think that's all we have.
The police again had a very high, didn't print it out, high incident rate for the month. They had, I believe it was over 1,500 incidents, which is extremely high, and especially with the staffing that we've got. The one officer, Mike Euler, he finally came back off of, he had surgery and he was out, but he's back on light duty. So at least he can perform light duty, and that's a big help. Officer Nate Cadenza, sorry.
Fair enough.
She just changed her name, but anyway, she's pregnant, so she's also on light duty. So, they're still there, but they're not able to go out and patrol. Actually, Lieutenant Zija is also on light duty. He had a hand operation, but we expect him to be back fairly short period of time. So,
right.
There's a lot of people covering a lot of, for
a lot of
shifts, a lot of people. And
I was aware of that too. When you got three or four people down, when I was there, Cliff was leaving only to go to sleep so he can come back in a few hours to work another shift. So yeah,
right, exactly.
We do appreciate that.
And that's where some of the, they're tired, they're, we'll work through it.
All right.
I know we said we were going to table this till this next meeting, but did the two of you think about what you wanted to do about, I know Chuck had mentioned you guys were kind of co-chairing, Bruce and Doug, the police department.
Okay.
In regards to the payroll, when it comes to you being on and having the same privileges as Bruce does, I think.
I haven't had any discussion.
Well, I didn't say you had a discussion. I just think we left it as you were going to think about it and kind of come back to this. Part of what, and I think again, this is a lot of confusion. I know, like the minute, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, we're not going to, We can agree to disagree on that, and whatever the board decides is going to be the decision, right? But
right.
That's not even what this week, and I don't know if you looked at this, but a lot of what had happened was there were just punches that altogether weren't put in by the officers, or punches that Chief Minnick had deleted and then re-put in, like trying to get the overtime to match what what he thought it should say. And that's the problem. That's, and I don't know if you're seeing that or what, so I just, I think payroll will run a lot more smoothly if those things are being caught before it gets to me. That should never come to me that way, you know.
So basically what you're asking in the short way is, do you want to open it up so that they both can view?
Well, I don't want, I just know Doug had asked for that. Mm-hmm. And I want by the time payroll gets to me, I want to be able to process it like I should be doing and not having to worry about that. I don't, you know, I can't in good conscience process a payroll that I know is incorrect.
I get what you're saying.
And I hope you understand that because, you know, I'm not, like, that then lies on me, and that's something that, you know, I can't do. But, so, you know, if for some reason, you know, Bruce, if that's not something that you're catching or wanting to look at, I do need somebody who's going to. And, you know, we can't have, it's one thing if an officer forgets once in a while, but mm-hmm. with the amount of time punches that were added to that system, and with, you know, it just, and then things, like I said, with the amount of adjustments backwards where people lost time, there has to be some accountability for that. So I need to know what you guys want to do.
What one of the things that the officers ask for is, rather than worrying about paper things and worrying about the software, is if they could just punch in to paycheck their overtime and punch those things in and take care of themselves. The chief and I have talked about it, and we had a police meeting yesterday, and he told the police that, you know, if we can do this, then it's really on them to really, I mean, he was very explicit to, you know, that they really had to be paying attention. I think there's something to be said for the police being able to enter and get rid of the paper and just enter right in the paycheck that I work 2 hours overtime and have to make a note, you know, they wouldn't, and the chief and I were very specific on it, they'd have to make a note that they worked overtime because they covered for somebody sick or they had, you know, there was an accident or whatever.
So chief talked to me about, basically I think came down to, for us to try to find out when the paper overtime slips were, when that became something the PD had to do, because it's not anything that any other department has to do.
Oh, you're talking about those OTs. Yeah, yeah. I don't know,
and
why
so,
that's a rule.
I think Colonius put that in.
No,
that was before that.
This has been way before.
So that's something, if we can make that go away, because it's all recorded on paychecks anyway. And like he was telling me what you were just saying about there would be notes where, you know, people are covering shifts and so forth, but it would eliminate one more layer of problems.
Except that, yes, and I'm all for that, just so you know. It was Justice Stope I didn't want to get rid of the paper.
Okay.
So that's, if that's a decision you guys make, that's fine. Except be careful, because a lot of the officers aren't, they want to count, you know, use the overtime account, but they're not doing that. So that, you'll just have to make sure they understand that is 100% on them, that nobody's going to be catching
right.
that if they don't, you know.
Trust me.
I don't want
to
hear
chief
it.
They don't put
really,
in for their overtime, they just don't get it.
Right, I don't want to hear complaints after
No, no, no,
the
chief,
you know,
was,
I mean,
really,
like,
explicit on this yesterday. I mean, he said, if we do this, it is all on the police. You know, you have to make sure that these things are right. Everybody was in unison, said yes. So, I mean,
as far as entering their overtime, they're able to enter when they work those extra shifts. They can't just enter when they work, like, overtime. Like, if they work a couple minutes past, 20 minutes past, they're not going to be able to enter.
No.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, there's entire shifts just being entered for them. Like, they're just not punching in for some reason.
And I get the punching
in.
But I want to, just like Trustee Eastwood said, I want to get rid of the paper. I want to be able to just go to punching in, to whatever you want to call it, punching
yeah,
in, logging in, doing whatever, in paycheck, and forget
yeah,
about
that would be
and it. And it might take, you know, for me, it might take some training in paychecks and or something I'll get into here in a few minutes that I think will go speak to that. But for me to have access to paychecks, Last I knew, I was not allowed. So I want to make sure.
So, but what you had asked for was, from what my understanding was to be able to oversee the police payroll as you were, like, just kind of like you were with Roden Bridge, correct?
That's the most recent, yes.
Yeah, so what I was just making sure is that was all right with Bruce, because you were going to be able to make the same, so like anything you can do in the road, like with the Roden Bridge Department, you'd be able to do then with the police department. Is that all right? That's all I wanted to know. I wanted to make sure.
No, I hear what you're saying. I don't have a big problem with it, but you got a lot of cooks in the kitchen kind of thing. If we made these changes, I'd like to see if we, because I've got a couple other motions that I'd like to make. If we made some of these, can these solve the problems?
My main objective isn't to get in and make changes as much as be able to observe and help Chief be some extra eyes.
Yeah.
So, and I think that 90% of that goes away when we bump this a week. I think that's just...
Well, the hurry will go away, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, as soon as the hurry goes away, the crisis goes away.
Oh, no, I...
And then you can look at it and spend some time, and you can apply yourself, and...
I talked about this back in March, so yeah. I mean, well, this is nothing new.
You guys have kidnapped my department head comments, so...
Well, I'm sorry.
I just keep this focused then, so...
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you didn't go yet. Okay. I didn't mean to...
No, I'm just trying to keep it focused here, because...
Okay.
Basically, you would like to be able to get in there and look at everything. You're not, per se, going to be editing and doing all that kind of stuff. He just
correct.
Wants to have...
But you will have the access to. That's all.
Right.
I can't put you on as you made that comment. So that's just the only. And all I'm asking is like when you look at the discrepancies and adjustments tomorrow, if you review those, you'll see that there are a good number of them that just rushed or not. They weren't done all at the last minute. They were just punches that were entered on the officer's behalf, but not by the officers.
Yeah.
And so those are the concerns, like with no explanation, no notes, nothing
right.
that said, hey, paychecks was, you know, something was going on with paychecks that it went wrong. So that's the issue. And those are the things that, I mean.
It was a rough week, and he indicated that to everybody.
Okay.
So,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
I saw the emails. He had a rough week.
Oh,
so.
It was a very good meeting, but he was very, you know, very firm about it. That, you know, we got to get these things
okay.
and we got to get them right.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, just whatever it'll take, like, if it takes 2 years, whatever, you know, just cleaning it up so that we don't have to.
It's our goal. We don't want you being hit with things that are problematic.
Yeah.
Really,
I appreciate
really
that. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, Chuck.
No
back
problem.
To you.
Hey, back to the show. All right. So we're going to move on to old business real quick here. Next on the list is the OTA conference attendance discussion. So right now, I think all three trustees are planning on going, the fiscal officer going. Nick, I saw that Chrissy was interested.
Yes, myself.
And then half of Alice is allowed to go.
So you just paid half for me.
You would have.
The best.
So,
I just, as far as that goes, at some point in time prior to
going down,
I just think it's important to stipulate when the travel will take place. I think that needs to be clear so that everybody knows when they're allowed to go, at least on a township dime.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do something different.
Well, again, I'm planning on, you know, like what it was not last year, but the year before, leave in the morning, you know. Have the whole day down there, have the hotel, so it'd be what, Wednesday night, Thursday night would be the two nights that we would cover. And then conference would be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
So go down Tuesday, you're saying?
No,
no,
he's saying
go down Monday morning.
No, okay, Wednesday
yeah.
morning.
Yeah,
yeah
now,
Wednesday
is,
morning.
Is that the first day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I think that it's important that, we have the trustees, fiscal officer, and department heads have the ability, if they want to, go down so they're there and they can see the displays and whatnot, you know. So.
Yeah.
Nothing is open Tuesday.
Okay.
There's nothing open other than, I mean, there's no display that Tuesday, when you read that stuff there, it's for the the vendors to set up and everything like that. There's no admission in there, there's no nothing. That is all.
That's all started on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. And the first thing on Wednesday, again, early in the morning, is the new, you know.
Right, okay.
You know, new stuff. Actually, it's not even an election. It's not even an election thing, so I don't know exactly what's going on with, you know, they always have the new.
We haven't seen the breakdown.
We haven't seen the agenda yet, yeah.
From OTA.
Yeah, I think that opens, what, November 1st or something, so probably.
Yeah, Christmas.
Probably go on and get your.
But I do also remember last time that on that first day, it didn't seem like there was any activity to speak of going until noon or 1 o'clock.
It was an orientation, that's why, just to clarify, that's why me and Christie went. Because there was an orientation in the morning, and we stayed the same amount of days as you did. We didn't go early and stay late. We went a day early and came back a day early.
It just this time that won't be required because you don't need the orientation.
Yeah, we don't, but the reason we did that also was that usually the last day is our repeat sessions for people who couldn't make because they had a conflict, other sessions. So rather than stay, there was no reason to stay another day. We already took the sessions that we wanted to and didn't miss anything. So
in essence,
so basically.
Might just take one day then, one night, is what you're thinking.
I'm just saying it's.
There's no agenda right now, so we don't know what.
Right now, but usually it's a repeat on the on Fridays.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they do repeat sessions, but I think they also have new ones.
They did have new ones on Friday. Yeah, it just depends on how you pick. So, like, even when I'm going there, I'll circle them and then cross-reference them because if there's one session that's only offered once, then that takes precedence over the repeat one. Because some of the people presenting, they don't have a lot of free time, so they're only there one day. So.
And last year was a mess down there from one perspective because you couldn't sign up for a class and they hold you a spot. It was almost first come, first served.
Yeah, with the OTA, that's how it always is, except unless you're doing the records training, and I don't know if they're holding records. It's only every other year.
They also,
records
like on the ethics, it was a mess when you were trying to get your certificate afterwards.
Oh, that's right, because ethics is
And I was like, you know, I think that's a good thing for people to take. As long as you can fit it, I'd take it every year just because it's a good refresher.
Yeah.
But I was very disappointed that they were almost like, just pick something up on your way out and sign it. I'm like, that's just horrible. Anyway,
that's ethical, right?
My suggestion on that, Chuck, is maybe make a motion to allow everyone to register and get their, you know, and book their rooms, but we won't be able to open the purchase order till the first of the year anyways, because it's going
to screw you up. I mean, will that screw you up anyway, you know, financially if we do that? I mean, I want to do it, but.
Make the motion for the blanket. We can pay for we'll do a blanket for training and pay for the registration this year. Everyone can put that on the township PNC cards. But then we'll have to do the blanket for the rooms next year, because you're not going to pay for, you know, obviously you don't get the room charged until you go down there. So,
if you put it on the credit card, it doesn't technically go onto the credit card until you
get there, right? And
does that mess you up for year end?
No. As long as if everyone can register by because remember we're trying to cut off spending by November 15th with township credit cards. So if everyone can do that by then, that would be great.
So. Just so I'm just clear, right now the only thing that we're approving is the OTA registration.
Well, you can.
Or do you want them to approve reserving the rooms?
Yeah, approve reserving the rooms, but we're just going to have to do another purchase order start at the beginning of the year for the training blanket. So that will cover like the actual mileage, the reimbursement, the hotel room, and then any food. And we can talk about that at the beginning of the year, how we're going to do that, because. I personally prefer people not to use their township credit card for food. I mean, if you have to, great, but it's just easier to reimburse for that.
Use your to use the township credit cards for what?
For not to use the township credit card for food. Because that way, if you go over, you know, the allotted amount, it's just easier to just reimburse up to our...
So again, that will go in our letter that is going to go out to everybody?
Yeah, but I think we should wait. You know, I don't know if we're increasing that. We haven't decided yet.
Right, but again, that would be something that we just need to hand out before we go there.
Because we'll know what the mileage rate will be come January anyway. You know, so all that will be discussed at the organizational meeting.
So basically, we're going to make a motion to just approve them to register and to get their rooms.
Yes.
All right, and before what date? Do we have to do that before?
I believe November 1st, right?
November 1st is to register, and November 7th is the room registration.
Yeah, so I would just make the motion now, and then, and then do a purchase order for a training blanket for...
If you want the rooms, just make sure you're specific when you want them.
So it's going to be for the conference and for the rooms?
If I want to go down early, I can pick my own, but I just want to make sure. You're going to have Wednesday night, Thursday night, right?
Well, that's what, yeah, for the regular.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's, but again, I don't even see, I mean, if the trustee wants to go down a night early, you know, I'm not against that either, so.
I don't want to be that guy, I'm just saying.
We know you need your sleep.
We've covered, yeah, in the past, like, some people have wanted to stay that Friday night, do that last, you know, that Saturday morning thing. I mean, I guess we could, you know, and that can be discussed come the 1st, too.
Okay.
Like, right now, I think, just make the training blanket, just let, give the authority to reserve the room.
All right, so right now, I would like to make a motion.
Conference and the rooms, right.
To approve the OTA conference attendance, registration, and, you know, reserving the rooms, and so that we can open up the blanket.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Aye. So OTAs are on. New business, trustee comments. I know you got a whole book over there.
No, I just got two things.
All right, two books.
Oh, wait, hold on, you guys didn't vote.
Did we vote?
No.
Yeah.
And, did they vote?
Yes.
They did?
We're good.
Yes.
How did that happen so fast?
We nodded our heads, you didn't see it.
Wait, so, okay, who?
But there was nothing said about who should attend.
Yeah, I know, so that's what I was just, okay, because that was going to be my second thing I said. Yeah, you want to...
Do we want to put a list of people?
You probably should, yeah.
All right, I'll amend my motion to add a list of people. That will be the three trustees, Doug Eastwood, Chuck Johnson, and Bruce Christopher, Angela Ventura as the fiscal officer, Chrissy Moore, and Nick Dominguez from admin, and Alice, one half.
Chief.
Oh, yes, and Chief, who is not here, he did express that he wanted to go.
Right.
So those will be the people that were...
I may go, just for the show.
No, you're out.
No.
I usually pay at the door, though.
This is all in the motion.
Somebody second.
Wait, no, so I'll add that Denny Miller will be there, too, for the show.
Okay, somebody second it.
Now somebody second it.
Do you want to delete it? Because we've just made a whole big long thing.
Yeah. Okay, so he seconded it. Okay, so just, don't pay at the door. It's really expensive this year if you do, unless you can get in for free. Yeah, so what we need to do, Nick, can you just make sure, or have Chrissy make sure everybody is a member or an associate member this year? Okay. Because the other registration went up quite a bit, and for non-members, it's like ridiculous, yeah, so.
All right.
If, you know, you might be able to get free tickets, but if not, just, yeah, try to see if you're going to be able to get it, and then if not, we'll get you a ticket, because it'll be cheaper though.
All right, do I need to amend that, or are we good with that? Roll call.
It was...
Please don't make that motion any longer than it already was.
Yeah, vote, please.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
All right. Two books.
Okay. Don't think it's anywhere else on here, so I just wanted to touch base on next week's special meeting for the JED. It'll only be a presentation from them to us. Won't be any other items, won't be any public comment. It should just hopefully be as close to an hour as they can make it.
Are they still bringing an attorney?
They'll have an attorney, last I knew. So that's how we'll advertise that then, Nick?
Yes.
Accordingly. And then the other thing that I think is something we really have talked about doing in the past, we've struggled a little bit knowing how to do it, but I think that we ought to consider having a trustee work session where, you know, the three of us get together. We'll have to have it be an open meeting. But I know that of the three of us, I think Chuck's the most comfortable in the paycheck system. I'd like his input on how to navigate, because in the practical part and trying to help out two more with the police department, you know, what I had, Denny helped me quite a bit, but without any formal training, none of us have had. I think that it would be helpful to me if he'd be willing to do that. I don't want to have another meeting this week, but I want to put it out there that one of these.
Will Paycheck do anything, you know,
there was a Paycheck's presentation originally. I was not able to.
I ran it. Yeah, I mean, I gave a.
So in that work session, if we bring you into it too, we can kind of do some scenarios.
Did you you have the PowerPoint that I put together, right? Did Christie, somebody give Doug the PowerPoint?
I believe I still have it.
My initial thought was to just have, you know, we can do that sometime, but my hope is to have you show me how you navigate around.
Well, I heard things I know about it thanks to Elaine.
Well, so I'm not talking about making a big production.
No,
that would be a good first step.
It wouldn't hurt.
And to answer your question, so Bruce, Paychex did a conference call to start out with Denny and Chief Minnick. What they always tell you is, like, I mean, you use those, if you get stuck, use those little question marks, the blue ones, or watch the, you know, the training videos.
Yeah,
because there's new information coming out constantly.
Sometimes when you get different scenarios, though, it's nice just to ask somebody that, you know, instead of trying to, because sometimes you don't even know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I ran into, like, when her schedule was not working, you know, it took me a long time to figure out where that was. And then once I did it, I literally would have to go and set her schedule in a month at a time because, you know, it's just, I couldn't figure out how to do the step and repeat, you know? And then, of course, later on, you know.
The chief shows me things, and the chief didn't know, you know, the bar where you can move it.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know that, and I go, oh, you can move the bar. But we didn't know it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he didn't know that, and I didn't know things that he was showing me, so it was just stumbling through.
No, but I do think, you know, learning to do schedules and stuff like that.
When we get time. This week.
All right.
Let's have a special meeting.
Yeah.
Every
meeting is special. All right. How about you, Bruce?
I'm
You're, good. You got no comments?
No, just, good. You know.
Okay.
I'll save the motions for next time.
All right. I'm going to just move on over here to approval of previous minutes. All right, so I'd like to make a motion to approve our minutes for August 18th of 2022 as a regular trustees meeting in attendance for Mr. Johnson, Mr. Eastwood, and Mr. Christopher.
Wasn't that a special meeting?
No, the 18th, I believe, was regular.
That says special meeting here.
Oh, was it?
Well, it says Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting.
Oh, that's the time changed, I believe.
Yeah.
At 4 p.m., so
yes,
let me fix that one.
You want to just amend it?
I'm just rewriting it here. All right. So I would like to make an amendment. I'd like to make a motion to approve our August 18th of 2022 special trustees meeting. In attendance were Mr. Johnson, Mr. Eastwood, and Mr. Christopher.
I'll second it.
Okay, but then
and then discussion.
We'll have a discussion.
I haven't had time to look through that.
No.
So I don't want to approve it.
No,
yet.
I won't approve it either.
I just, in my opinion. So I'm going to say no.
Okay.
If you did well, roll call.
Yes, do a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Well, you'd say.
Or, so no?
No.
Mr. Eastwood?
No.
All right. So that one is not approved?
Just for that purpose. I just need to have time.
Do you even want to do the next second?
Going to be the same thing.
Is this temporary budget?
This is just because you want to read the written minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to just make a motion to table the minutes until all the trustees have read it. So let's just set, you know, I'd like to make a motion to table the minutes.
Second.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Can you send us PDFs of this?
Yeah, I just got them 5 o'clock today, so yeah.
Okay, not a problem.
Is this like a preliminary for next year of this temporary budget meeting or this?
No, that's the temporary budget.
All right, so next on our list is temporary budget, so let's discuss that. So right now, we are probably going to be discussing when would be a good time to set up another meeting.
Didn't we have a meeting set up for that or no? Didn't we have a tentative time?
No, we kind of talked about a big window, but we haven't set up a date yet. When was ours last year? It was this early December, wasn't it?
November, December.
Well, I know November goes really quick, but because of Thanksgiving.
Well, we got a special on the 3rd, a regular on the 10th. 17th, if we were going to do that on a Thursday, don't have to, but it seems to be a...
It's a longer meeting. I mean, it shouldn't have to be. I mean, we should.
Oh, they're terrible. This is different this year. I mean, this is where we're going to have the department heads submit their... I mean, I don't know if you're doing that in advance, if you're having them submit their budgetary needs, and then you're going to set appropriations off that, or I don't know how you've decided to do that this year. I mean, this year has been, like, there's just been so many budget changes. This is, I don't know, I've never seen anything like it. So, I'm, you know, and...
And everything that we've done is recorded on our, on the appropriations, year-to-date spending and so forth, is it? For?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
It's completely up-to-date other than tonight's pay.
We'll be able to utilize that to help us move forward. That's all I'm saying.
Well...
You can, but I would not use, you don't want to use those numbers because this is temporary.
This is going to go into like March, so...
You need to go off your certificate, and you can only go off of the first certificate, the original certificate, which is going to be very, very different than what that amended certificate, that first amended certificate is going to say, because remember, that's not going to include our carryover. And that's why I want to cut that spending in November, because is the earlier I get that year-end balance worksheet to Mary Beth, oh, I'm sorry, Kristen, I'm so used to Mary Beth being there, is the earlier I get that to her, the earlier she can get me that amended certificate, and then we can get our permanent budget into place. But you know, we'll have, you know, general fund money, is not as dicey, you know, but when it comes to those other funds, you know, police and safety service, road and bridge, we're working with a little bit of a, you know, less money in the temporaries until we have that carryover to work with. So
are you thinking like the 17th might be a next best?
You're talking in November?
Right. I'll be out of town the first week of December, I believe. Last week of November, first week of December, I'll be out of town.
It's the only day in November. Okay. I don't have anything planned.
See, that was predestined a long time ago.
But I would say if we're going to do that, there's a special meeting there, we probably want to start before 7. So that might be a pizza meeting.
The 17th?
Yeah, 17th of November.
I can, you know, I don't ship it at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for you?
I can try to make it if I can. I've got, I mean, this is... This
well,
is
it's all up to you because you can't.
Incredibly crazy time with work, and unfortunately, it's just been like pretty much all things. We've got a lot going on with the township right now, you know, audit, and this week revolved around everything payroll. I've got it. There's other things that need to be done for this township, and it can't. You know, this has got to. There's other things that have to be done. And like I said, I also have other obligations. So I would say go ahead and schedule, and if I can make it, I will. If I can't, you're going to have to, you know, I would make a decision on how you're going to have the department heads submit what their needs are.
So we'll be able to get last year's to use as a little bit of a model of what we had.
Yes, and I would increase what you used last year.
So you can send us that last year's then.
Nick, it's on the website. It's part of the minutes.
Okay.
So yeah, you can get that right from there. But I'm just trying to think, and then you just approve the certificate of that. The original certificate of estimated resources, I believe, that was the last meeting, right, Nick? That they just sent approve that? Yeah. So you have that, but and like I said, if I can make that work, I will. We just, you know, having two meetings, we have three meetings back to back Thursday, so it's going to be a little difficult. So
we're used to back to back meetings, or
yeah, it's just getting, you know.
Well. That's like really the only day I have, because if you're gone early December, then I'm, you know, so it's a start. So let's make a motion to have a special meeting on November 17th at 5 p.m. for doing the temporary budget.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. 17th at 5?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Next thing on the list here is the Planet Fitness temporary space approval. I know Planet Fitness is wanting to come into the township, and this is over at the Grande Boulevards. And
they got approved already for over the old Maybaws.
Yeah.
But what they're wanting to do is get temporary space for their pre-sale of memberships.
Sorry, they're going to have a working gym there, right?
Yeah, in the back for the old Maybaws by Joanne Fabrics. But this is, they only want to be in here from mid-December to mid-January. So it's kind of like when I have you guys approve for the Halloween store.
Right, exactly that.
Space, so they don't have to go through Alice because it's only going to be for a month. So that's what I'm asking if...
Mm-hmm. Just for administration?
Yeah, just make that motion.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I wanted to get at, was basically they're going to be there about a month or so. It's literally in the same area.
Right. Just more front and center so that people see that they're taking memberships.
Gotcha. All right. So I will move to approve the use of temporary space for Planet Fitness located at 4895 Grande Shops Avenue. From mid-December of 2022 to mid-January of 2023.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. ODOT Township Roads Detour Agreement Resolution. So it's an agreement to use township roads for detour purposes. I will move to adopt resolution number 1027-2022-0720 two, to approve the agreement between Medina Township and the Director of Transportation of the State of Ohio for the maintenance of noted detours on Medina Township roads during the 2025 to 2026 full depth pavement replacement project on US 42 as designated in the attached two-page agreement document. Be it noted that also included in this resolution is one-page Ohio Department of Transportation agreement request letter and a 10-page document noting the proposed detour routes.
Second.
Any discussion on this one?
No.
This looks like a big project. So can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
There's two places on there.
Thank you.
The quote on the shade cloth. Did you go up a little higher on purpose? Okay.
Next is the sale of materials agreement resolution. So I will move to adopt resolution number 10272022-073 to approve entering into agreement with the Medina County Engineer for the purchase of construction, maintenance, and repair materials as needed for the 2023 calendar year and incorporate this eight-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye. Can we have a quick discussion on that? Is this something that just happens every year, Danny? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Yep.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Spots for you to sign. Next on our agenda is going to be the new savings account resolution. So I will move to adopt resolution number 10272022-074 to approve Medina Township to open a business signature MM savings account at Westfield Bank to hold public funds and incorporate this four-page document by reference.
Second. Discussion.
Yes, you want a discussion?
Yeah, I just was curious. Is there normally just one signature on that, Angela? I think it called for just one signature somewhere in that paperwork. Or...
I believe it's all four of them.
It's all four in the beginning.
As far as authorizing money transfers and stuff, or no, that's not part of this.
The money transfers are going to be done online.
Okay.
Just like we spoke about. This is just the documents to open the actual account.
Perfect.
And then it's going to be exactly what we spoke about last meeting.
Okay.
Where when we hit that threshold, I'll be just making the transfers. Now, just so you know, that rate that our Chris from Westfield had quoted us is good for 6 months.
Okay.
So that will be up. You know, we'll have to evaluate that every 6 months. I mean, it's not that we'll ever lose. You know, I know there was.
Right.
One of the residents who was here was talking about a like a money market type account. It's not that. This is a simple savings account. You know, it can never go below a dollar. You know, whatever. But you know, we will have to if the interest rates drop, it won't be guaranteed at that 2.5% after the 6 months. So, you know, we might have to be looking at something else down the road. But
But interest rates aren't likely going to drop.
Yeah.
In the near future, they are.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
For 6 months, that's where we're at.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, no, so we all sign, just like this was just exactly like we did with the, you know, with the CD to open it up, but needs our signatures, and then, like I said, yeah, I'll be transferring.
This is a money market.
Roll call.
No, this is just a savings.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. That's great for a second.
Yeah, it's really good.
Places for us. All right, approval of department reports for September. I'd like to make a motion to approve our September of 2022 department reports. Departments reporting are the police. They have single-sided 4 pages. Zoning has double-sided 6 pages. Service has single-sided 1 page. And fire has a single-sided 2 page for a total of 13 pages.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Stormwater Commission meeting discussion. Doug, I know you added this to the...
It's really an unnecessary discussion. It's an annual meeting that takes place. Denny and I were talking. It's something that he goes to on behalf of the township. So really no discussion there. It's just something that you do every year.
Something we have to do for education for the stormwater that we pay for every year. It's part of the education.
So.
All right. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. So this time, then, I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
So this time, we are in public comments. Anybody who would like to make a public comment?
I would.
Go for it.
3414 Hamlin Road, Sandy Billick. This will probably be the last time I talk about the JED, and I'm actually glad about that. And actually, I'm actually looking forward to the meeting on November 3rd, since there's been some claims that some false information has been spread around. So I'm interested in going to see if they can rectify that false information. Apparently, on next door, there was a Glenn Hughes who also claimed there was false information, but he didn't want to say what the false information was. And he also thought that we should be apologizing to Doug for some reason. I'm not sure why. But I admit, I'm guilty as charged with the spearheading comment. I was kind of upset about that at the last meeting because I really don't like to be offensive. So I actually went home and looked up the definition of it because I was thinking, well, maybe it was offensive. But what spearheading actually means is leading a movement or to be the driving force behind. And after looking at the emails that went back and forth between the trustees and economic development, it does appear that, you know, Doug did kind of take the lead with, you know, getting the educational meeting scheduled. So I don't feel it was an offensive comment. I do really want to say that, you know, I appreciate you want to be curious in having this meeting, but, and I really don't think it's going to move forward, I mean, from the comments that you've all said, but, you know, just to look at this thing from a practical standpoint, if the township is in dire straits and we need more money, again, I as a citizen would much rather the trustees put that information forth we get an additional safety service levy, if that were to ever happen, because then all the tax money stays in the township, okay? We don't share it with anybody. We maintain control with our fiscal officer and our three trustees that we elect. I just think this whole JET idea is just very alarming. And again, the laws seem to be morphing down at the State House, and I think it's alarming what it could actually turn into at some point. I guess that's it, but I was a little alarmed to hear that even Doug, you claimed there was some misinformation being spread about the JET. So as far as I know, I'm the only one out there talking about the JET. I know I put a lot of comments on Nextdoor, people were upset about it, but you know, if there's any information that I've spread that is not true, I'd kind of like to know what it is. But I must say that I did put together a very fine dandy list of questions for the people that are coming in. I don't feel it's proper to give them questions ahead of time. Their lawyer that they're bringing, Bricker Deckler, is a prominent law firm. They handle JETs all the time. They should be able to answer any questions that the trustees have. Hopefully all of my questions will be answered. I know I'm not going to be able to ask questions, but hopefully they will all be answered at the meeting. So that's it. But like I said, I'm actually looking forward to the meeting now to see what they have to present and hopefully, you know, clear up some of the misinformation that they claim has been spread. Thank you.
All right. Is there anybody else?
Brooklyn Ruth. I can't believe we spent another 35 minutes tonight talking about payroll. It's been going on for over 2 years that I know of. If payroll can't do it, get somebody else who can. There's no reason why the department heads can't turn in their employees' time and be done with it. Plain and simple. There's no problem, people. And once that time is turned in, it's done. Checks issued. Everybody's happy. End of story. I just don't understand where the problem is. Well, I can see where the problem is, but I don't understand why it exists.
Well,
it's up to you three up there to solve the problem. Put your thumb down and say, this is it, folks. This is the way it's going to be done. Period.
Thank you.
Well, when you get department heads turning in two different timesheets for the same employee showing different numbers, hours, how do you think that should be handled? What would you do?
It's really not a public comment or conversation.
No, well, we're trying to fix it, but it's the...
No.
Well, I think
it's just not appropriate right now.
The way I look at it...
It's also not appropriate not to have people have all the information. It's not fair. It's not right.
The way I look at it is you gave up your right to question it by turning it over to Paychex. Period.
I don't think you have the correct information, sir.
Well... It's just public comments. So.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it, though?
That's it.
All right. I did get a letter emailed to me today. It says, I cannot attend the meeting, but if you could read this letter during public comment, it's from Susan McCarran. She says, I was absolutely against Sheets trying to break our zoning regulations. I was nervous that the trustees even entertained the notion, but I understood that they would be able to defend a negative response if they listened to the proposal and made a thoughtful, reasoned decision based on the facts. I am totally against annexing or accessioning any township land. It makes no sense to give up land that can never be replaced. And I appreciate that our businesses are on 18 and 42, leaving the interior land peaceful and green. but I believe that the trustees need to listen to the proposal by the city with which they need a friendly relationship and to be able to respond factually and forcefully. Susan McCarron. So just a letter that people are paying attention.
Thank you.
So anybody else before I close public comment? All right, last time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Is there anything else in front of the board?
You guys missed a signature.
Outside of that, no.
No.
Let's get that taken care of.
Yeah.
Push the button.
We're missing a signature sticker.
Thanks for catching that.
That's also Bruce. It was just that one, Bruce.
Okay.
I can see how I missed that one now.
What's that again?
Yes, I can see how I missed that one.
A little different looking, that's all.
Thank you. So there's nothing further in front of the board. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Time is now 8:47 p.m. I call the meeting.
Yeah, I got the top sheets. Can you scan that to me?
Yeah.